he wants to send the defendant to prison.
Cohen also admitted to tax fraud and lying to Congress in 2018, and he'll answer more questions next week. The trial on break tomorrow so Trump can go see his son Barron graduate from high school. President Biden marked the 70th anniversary of Brown versus the Board of Education when the Supreme Court ruled that separating kids in schools by race was unconstitutional. Cheryl Brown Henderson is the daughter of the plaintiff in this case.
Anytime you push back on Jim Crow and segregation, you know, your life, your livelihood, your homes, you were taking a risk. He thanked them for taking that risk.
Biden says today's meeting is part of a bigger effort by his administration to fight inequality.
You can make that commitment wherever you are right now.
A statue of the late televangelist Reverend Billy Graham was unveiled today at the U.S. Capitol. It replaces one of an early 20th century governor. Graham was known as America's pastor. He died in 2018 at the age of 99. Detroit is growing, not by much, only about 1,800 people last year, but the Census Bureau says it's the first time the Motor City's population has gone up since 1957. Demographer William Fry.
There's also each year a new generation of young people who, you know, are leaving their parents' homes, maybe leaving college, and they have to move somewhere else. Typically, those young people have always moved to cities.
Other cities with growth spurts include San Antonio, Jacksonville, and Charlotte. The U.S. military has finished installing a floating pier to get more aid into Gaza. Vice Admiral Brad Cooper's with Central Command.
We're going to get about 500 tons in the next couple of days. That's a pretty substantial amount. And this is spread out over multiple ships right now.
The U.S. is also working on getting more fuel into Gaza. A down day for stocks on Wall Street, despite the Dow reaching the 40,000 mark today for the first time ever. CBS's Jason Brooks.
Investors are more optimistic about the Fed lowering interest rates this year following weaker inflation growth in the April Consumer Price Index, combined with a soft April jobs gain.
The Dow lost 39 points today. The Nasdaq was down 44 points, and the S&P also slipped 11. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our big deals page at WRJN.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An immediate cause of a power outage in Kenosha County last night isn't known, with almost 3,000 homes and businesses seeing an hour-long outage. Based on year-to-year sales from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, home sales in Racine County dropped 3.5% from last year. Kenosha County saw an almost 7% increase in April year-to-year sales. An ongoing aerial spray operation in Kenosha County is targeting the invasive spongy moth. Helicopter efforts are being directed towards an outbreak area near Randall and Twin Lakes. The City of Racine's Health Department is launching the Mail Me Narcan program. It'll mail out kits containing 2 doses of Narcan nasal spray and fentanyl test strips. A week has passed since Ascension first reported their outage, with electronic health records at their facilities remaining offline. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret opens this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
The Brewers sink the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It kind of looked like Bambi's Bombers from 40 years ago. 5 home runs from 5 different Brewer players on the way to a 10-2 win over Pittsburgh at American Family Field in front of nearly 33,000 fans. 24-year-old lefty Robert Gasser becoming the first pitcher in Brewers franchise history to begin his MLB career 2-0.
I was able to use the whole arsenal today, so went to the cutter, went to the changeup, got some outs on them. So I was really happy to be able to use those and with everything else.
else.
The NFL schedules are out, and the Packers with five games in prime time. The bye week is in week 10. They finish the season on the road against the Vikings and at home against the Bears. Doug Gottlieb is the new head basketball coach at UW Green Bay and admits he's off to a late start recruiting new players.
Is it late? Sure. But being late is a lot worse if you're at Kentucky or Arkansas or even Wyoming. That's a lot harder late at that level than is this level.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com. When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, to a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny by the afternoon, highs upper 60s. A little warmer for the weekend, sunny and low 70s Saturday and Sunday. It's 67 right now.
WRJN. Well, since you put me down, I've been up doing in my head.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. You know, it was pretty rare back in the day to have violins and other string pieces in popular music. The Beatles did it, I guess, quite a bit. First started in 1965 with Yesterday. But it really wasn't until the disco era that strings became more popular in pop music. This one's got it, though. It's Tommy Rowe. This is Dizzy. It's local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
County Fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond. Local news and timeless hits.
Can buy, but I'll never, 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 never.
Fleetwood Mac on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. If you go to the Racine Zoo a lot in the summer, you're probably familiar with the Animal Crackers concert series. I think it's every other Wednesday throughout the summer. They bring in jazz groups from all over the country and all over the world, really. It's really a first-rate concert. But this year, the Racine Zoo is doing a little something different on the alternate Wednesdays. It's called Music at the Zoo. And our own Don Rosen had a chance to talk with Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo about it.
Yeah, so Music at the Zoo is actually going to be our second concert series. We have a tried and true Animal Crackers, which has been going on for over 35 years. Great lineup for the summer. We can talk about that another time. But we love music outside. We love music outside right on Lake Michigan. So we've been asked several years to do a second series. So we are, and it is, so there's actually 8 Wednesdays in the month, in the summer, where we are going to be having a concert at the zoo. And what I love about this is it's a little eclectic. Some of them are cover bands. We've got local folks. So we start off with Dancing Queen and ABBA Salute on June 26th. So it's a little earlier. Then we take a break for 4th of July. And then every beginning the 10th of July all the way through August 21st, there are 7 Wednesday concerts in a row. So it's a Music at the Zoo, then it's an Animal Crackers, a Music at the Zoo, an Animal Crackers, and all the way down. So other than ABBA, we've got Fire and Ice, a Pat Benatar show. We've got Respect, which is a tribute to Aretha Franklin. We're very excited about that one. And then just from south of us down in Kenosha, Betsy Adey and the Well-Known Strangers round out that particular concert series on the 14th of August. So it's the same drill. We open at 5:30. There will be food. We'll have a bar, you know, all of that kind of stuff. The concert starts at 7 o'clock. They do one set, take a 15-minute break, and do another set. So it's we're very excited about this, and then we will, I love music outside any day of the week, so I'm excited to have 8 concerts. But Music at the Zoo is our new concert series.
All right, that's Beth Heidorn from the Racine Zoo, as heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. You can listen to Don every weekday morning, 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine's big deals at WRJN.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. Just in time for graduation, they deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral design stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Is me. I am a rock. I am an island. And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's Simon and Garfunkel. I am a rock. You know, that's a song that Paul Simon wrote. And tried to sell it to the duo Chad and Jeremy, but they turned it down. So Paul Simon recorded it. It was a hit in the UK. And then, of course, eventually he teamed up with Art Garfunkel and they re-recorded it. Here's Spiral Staircase, More Today Than Yesterday on WRJN.
Yeah.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An immediate cause of a power outage in Kenosha County last night isn't known. Brendan Conway with We Energy says crews patrolled an area near the outage but didn't find anything. About 3,000 homes and businesses went dark for an hour at about 11 p.m. last night. Last month, the real estate markets in Racine and Kenosha moved in opposite directions. Based on year-to-year sales data from the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, home sales in Racine County dropped by 3.5% from April of 2023. Kenosha County saw an almost 7% surge in home sales. The realtors are sounding the alarm about the potential long-term problems stemming from the lack of new single-family and condominium units being constructed. An aerial spray operation is ongoing in Kenosha County. It's to tackle the invasive spongy moth. The Department of Public Works is directing its efforts towards a specific outbreak area along Highway KD, north of Highway C near Randall and Twin Lakes. The spraying is scheduled to occur in two applications now through July. It depends on the larva development and the weather. A low-flying helicopter will be used in the process. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and thunderstorms this evening, mostly cloudy overnight, a low in the mid-40s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny by the afternoon, highs upper 60s. A little warmer for the weekend, sunny and low 70s Saturday and Sunday. It's 69 degrees right now.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. You are running out of time to check out WRJN's big deal of the day. Today only, it's 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted floral experts for more than 40 years, and it's just in time for graduation. Flowers, right? WRJN.com is where you go. Click on the Big Deals tab and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate.
Summer rain taps at my window. West wind soft as a sweet dream. My love warm as the sunshine. Sitting here by me. She's here by me. She stepped
so lonely, I'll be so lonely, I could die.
Although it's always crowded, you still can find some room for broken-hearted lovers to cry there in the gloom.
I'll be so lonely, baby. I'll be so lonely, I'll be so lonely, they could die.
Keep flowing, the desk clerk's dressed in black. Well, they've been so long on the street,
they'll never, they'll never look back. And think you're so, they think you're so lonely, baby. Well, they're so lonely,
but they're so lonely they could die.
Well, if your baby leaves you, you got a tale to tell. Or just take a walk down the street to Heartbreak Hotel, but you will be, but you'll be just so lonely, baby. Well, you will be lonely. You'll be so lonely you could die. So lonely, they'll be so lonely they could die.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears that we will die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on the wing and you may not know why.
Let's go.
to get together, trying to love one another right now. I said, come on, people now, smile on your brother, everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Right now, right now.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near. Look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care? All the lonely people.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart J. Waddles.
Just poking my head in.
Yeah, appreciate that.
No problem.
How are you doing on social media? Are you active on social media?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. At one point, I was. At one point, I did promotions for a radio station, which involved social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how it works, and I know what goes into it. But me personally, no. And I think that's a byproduct of me observing other journalists and learning too much about them.
Mm.
And I think that it's not always great. If you're trying to rely on this person of being, you know, unbiased and coming down the middle, doesn't help you if you're on X or Facebook, letting everybody know your most inner thoughts about everything.
I used to be a lot more active on social media than I am now. I've kind of, for personal things, I really don't post a whole lot anymore. Because you see all the negativity, you know, you post something and then somebody's got to have something negative to say about it.
Yeah, I get enough problem when I'm at the Piggly Wiggly and people getting into my way and giving me a mean mug.
But every once in a while, a good thing can come from social media. Case in point, I saw something the other day where somebody had lost their purse. Okay. And it was left on a bench. It must have been at North Beach in Racine. And left it there, and somebody came along and found the purse and didn't want to, you know, wanted to try to find the owner. And they thought, well, what am I going to do with this purse? And nearby is the Racine Zoo, so they walked it over to the Racine Zoo, and they took it, and then they posted on social media, oh, we have this purse. And apparently within a very short amount of time, word got out and they got it to the appropriate owner.
Ain't that great?
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, I mean, that's your feel-good story of the week.
I mean, 20 years ago, you lose your purse at North Beach, it's gone.
Right.
Probably.
I mean, maybe you go to the police department, because where else would you go with that?
I suppose. Yeah, I suppose. But, the folks at the zoo handled it and found the ID in there and got it back to the appropriate person, and it worked
out. Like you said, there's some good to come out of social media. There's a lot of those online fundraisers that people kind of get awareness about that spread that way.
I see that people with their birthdays a lot. Instead of giving me gifts, here, donate to this.
Yeah. So. Very noble.
All right. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you soon, and you'll have local news here throughout the day.
Of course.
On WRJN.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Head to downtown Racine's hottest country bar, Marcy's on Main, where the all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. They're serving up smiles and full bellies throughout the week, tacos, meatballs, wings, and the mouth-watering beer-battered cod. It's endless deliciousness that keeps you coming back. Then there's the Loaded Bloody Marys. These bad boys are more than a drink. They're a feast piled high with satisfied goodies. Make your way to Marcy's on Main, where great times and great flavors collide in downtown Racine.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around, to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Witt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Peace out.
love.